Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. We have searched for the good news. We have found the good news. Here comes the good news. It's time for Breakfast with Kent. Today is Monday, September 20th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best. Give him a call. 317-849-2933. All right. We know the Colts lost by 3 yesterday. We know that there's a lot of bad news. Julian Davenport, not good as he filled in for Braden Smith. Jacob Eason, not good. We'll get to the bad stuff in a minute. Good morning, David, but let's start with the good. There's good news. Eric Fisher, how about him yesterday at left tackle? He appeared to play really, really well yesterday. Nobody at that right defensive end spot really looked like he got a lot of pressure on Carson Wentz or Jacob Eason. That's a good thing, right? So if Braden Smith can get back this week with this mysterious foot injury, if that goes away, you got a whole offensive line, and that's good. Michael Pittman looked like the kind of bell cow that people thought he was going to be when he was drafted out of USC. Michael Pittman yesterday, really good. 8 catches, 123 yards. Jack Doyle was excellent, the cathedral product. Liked the way he smiles a lot playing football. I like that. There's light at the end of the tunnel. It may be an oncoming train, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, David Moody. 5 catches, 64 yards, not including the two-point conversion, which Doyle snagged out of the sky after it was tipped and he got into the end zone. And you know what? This is why you don't gamble. And this is why I don't gamble. Because yesterday, what was the difference in the game? The difference in the game with the spread, that 3.5 points, was that two-point conversion. If the Colts don't convert, or if they go for the extra point, the single point off the foot of Rodrigo Blankenship, they don't cover. That ball was tipped, Jack Doyle grabbed it, snuck into the end zone, and all of a sudden, the Colts, they lose by 3 instead of by 5 or by 4, and that's the difference for investors. If you invested on the side of the Colts yesterday, you were very, very happy with the way that two-point conversion kind of transpired. If not, you're not really thrilled about it. More good news. The defense held the Rams to 101 yards rushing. The run attack for the Rams was really not too terribly good. Now, what does that mean? That means that the passing attack was really pretty good. You know, Matthew Stafford was nice. Cooper Kupp was the best player on the field yesterday. How about Rodrigo Blankenship? 3 for 3 in field goals. 2 for 2, I think, right, in extra points. Perfect on the season. Nice. He hit a 48-yarder yesterday. None of them anywhere even close to an upright. All split the uprights. Really nice day for Blankenship. Good for the Colts. Now, obviously, they're an 0-2 team, so there's some bad for the Colts. What was the bad? Yeah, Reich did say, well, if you don't stop the run, you're not going to stop the pass. So if you can't stop the pass or the run, you're just going to give up 7s all day long, and you can't do that. So stopping the run, I'm glad the Colts were able to do it because, like I said, stopping the pass and stopping Cooper Kupp was quite a challenge for that defensive unit. And so that's an excellent segue into the bad news, which includes the Tennessee Titans winning yesterday in Seattle over the Seahawks in overtime. They get the W, so right now they're 1-1. And what that means is this weekend's game coming up in Nashville against the Titans is huge for the Colts. If the Colts win that game, they go to 1-2. They would bring the Titans down to 1-2. And because of that road win, they'd kind of have the tiebreaker. And that game later in the season, if they would win that also, they would have the tiebreaker against the Titans and a one-game advantage. Now, if you lose, you're down two games, you're 0-3, you're down the tiebreaker, and you got problems in the AFC South at that point. More good news, really, kind of. The Texans and the Jaguars both lost yesterday, so the AFC South appears to be kind of a race as much to the bottom as it is to the top. Nobody in the AFC South playing terribly well, except the Titans yesterday coming back 14 down against the Seahawks in Seattle, and that's kind of a tough thing. You get the feeling that Seattle started to think that they were as good as they might have looked those first seven quarters of the season last year. Niners fan for life, Rams fan here. Sorry, guys, fought a hard game. I feel bad for Wentz. That's more bad news. We'll get to that bad news in a second. Frank Reich continues to refuse 3 points. Like, I get it. Hey, here's the thing. All right, if you've got first and goal from the one and you can't punch it in on first down, second down, or third down, what makes you think that you're going to be able to go for it on fourth down and get the 1 yard that has eluded you on those first three plays? To me, you say, to hell with you, get off the field. We're going to take our 3 points, and this thing is at least going to wind up positive for us somehow. We are not going to turn the ball over on downs. The Colts, they turned the ball over on downs. How about this? They had four drives in the first half yesterday. Four. Two of them ended up points, 3 points. Neither of those were first and goals. All right? The other two, the first and goals, the Colts, they came up empty. Ridiculous. Alex Campbell, at what point does Ballard get held accountable for not enough playmakers and pass rush? You know what? It takes a while for that to develop. And this isn't to give kind of Chris Ballard an escape from accountability, but Kwity Paye is going to take time, and obviously Dayo Odangbo is going to take time. So that's just the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. Same thing with wide receivers. Those are two really tough spots in which to develop productive players. You don't just come into the league and start knocking down quarterbacks or start putting up huge numbers as a wide receiver unless you are a total and complete freak, which Kwity Paye is not, which Michael Pittman was not as a rookie. So those are tough areas to go get guys. The Colts have put themselves in a position where they've got to reward guys like Braden Smith and Darius Leonard and Quentin Nelson, they haven't negotiated that extension yet. They're going to. Jonathan Taylor is going to be another guy that you want to extend. Really, really tight. Yeah, how about Derrick Henry with 47.7 points? Had him in a league. Is there any doubt that I'm winning a lot of games in fantasy football against a lot of you? We've had the cap hit. Yeah, but you can't, if you utilize it to sign a free agent moving forward, not a one-year guy, you're kind of painting yourself into a corner in future years, as the Colts have done with the Carson Wentz deal. Frank Reich has got to start taking them 3 points at a time and stop being so aggressive with a mostly inert offense. Carson Wentz, bad news. The right ankle might keep him out this coming weekend. He's got to dump the ball. Look, you can't continue to compete every single play like it's going to win or lose you the Super Bowl. It's not. And so for him to do what he did yesterday and hold on to the ball and hold on to the ball and hold on to the ball and put himself in a position where Aaron Donald can fall on that right ankle is just patently irresponsible. You can't do that. We love to see guys compete. It's wonderful that Wentz wants to compete every single play as hard as he can. But as a result of that, concussion, torn ACL, back problem, lots of problems for the for not just him, but his team. He's got to be a team first guy. Not, hey, I'm going to hold the ball for 8 seconds. He makes Andrew Luck look like a coward. And Andrew Luck held onto the ball way too long and tried to make too much out of too many plays. And that's why he's sitting at home at Eagle River or Eagle Creek, you know, twiddling his thumbs, trying to figure out when Lucy's got to eat again, instead of being in the pocket and trying to negotiate a win for his Indianapolis Colts. Jacob Eason, not good news. Jacob Eason, 2 for 5 yesterday with a pick. That under duress, right? That's not an easy environment for a guy like Jacob Eason. However, you got to, either you're going to compete well and you're going to succeed or you're not, and Jacob Eason didn't yesterday. So how does that project toward a week where he's going to get a lot of starter reps and might wind up starting this upcoming game against the Tennessee Titans? How the hell do I know? I have no idea. Could be anything. Could wind up, you know, doing it. We don't know. It is what it is. Jacob Eason, we hope for the best, right? Fear the worst. That's what we'll commit to looking forward for Jacob Eason. Saturday, this is just a terrible weekend. Alex Campbell says Eason had underneath route to Hines and a slant to Strawn and overthrew. Yeah, that's the way it goes. I mean, what do you think a guy's going to do? First meaningful snap he's taken in 2 years. That's who he is, you know? And he's trying to get the ball downfield. If you don't get the ball downfield, you're going to lose anyway. Speaking of that question about Michael Penix and Tuttle, IU lost to Cincinnati. Shouldn't have lost to Cincinnati. I really think that call against Michael McFadden was wretched and unjust and really changed the fabric of that game. And without that call, which I think was wrong because the quarterback for Cincinnati was moved into the path of McFadden's helmet, I think Indiana wins that game, and they should have won that game. They were the superior team. They've got Western Kentucky this Saturday at 8 o'clock. That game on CBS Sports Network. A lot of you don't get the CBS Sports Network. It's not carried by a lot of cable carriers. As a result, might be hard to find. Army just beat Western Kentucky. Indiana ought to be able to get over on Western Kentucky with Michael Penix or with Tuttle. I stick with Penix. I'm not going to Tuttle. The Cubs, they won yesterday 6-4 against the Brewers. Patrick Wisdom set the Cubs' all-time rookie home run record with his 27th. He struck out the other 4 times that he came to the plate. But you know what? If you hit a 3-run bomb and you strike out 4 times, that's still okay. We're all right with that. He is a 30-year-old rookie. Now, if he was like 21, you would think he really had something. He's 30. Just set the rookie home run record. So that's going to be an all-timer trivia question because Patrick Wisdom does not project as a guy who is going to be a Chicago Cub long-term doing great damage at the plate. The Fever, they lost last night or yesterday, 98-87. We have avoided talking about the Fever all year because they stink on ice. They're terrible. 6-26 is how they finish a season. And so they are the odds-on favorite to have the number 1 overall pick in the draft. An Indiana team, basketball team, has not had the number 1 pick, overall pick in the draft ever. I don't know if they've ever had it. The Fever have had the number 2 or number 3 pick multiple times. Pacers spent a lot of time in the 80s having the number 2 overall pick. Looks like the Fever have a good shot at the number 1 overall pick. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? You know what? Coming off a weekend like that, if you got a birthday, you got to figure out a way to have fun on a Monday birthday. Hoosiers, terrible. Purdue gets beat by Notre Dame. Colts, they lose yesterday. This wasn't a good weekend. So let's start the week for these people with some compliments and some nice things. The great Mike Raby celebrating a birthday, one of the finest broadcast engineers in the history of the medium. Since Marconi invented the radio, very few people have been a radio engineer at the level of Mike Raby. Jason McMinn, happy birthday. David Brown, Joshua Cummins, Harrison Painter, Keith Daniels, Sophie Boudreau, happy birthday. The great Kenny Barlow celebrating a birthday. Greg Cathery, happy birthday. The great Phil Tower, celebrating a birthday. And the great Ed Curran, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Coming up inside Indiana Sports today, we're going to hear from Frank Reich. We're going to find out what in the world is going on with Carson Wentz. What are the scans showing with Carson? Is he going to be able to play this Sunday? That coming up this afternoon, about 4 o'clock. Cannot wait to talk to you then.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.